Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. For the weekend update, the lead story is OpenAI putting a pause on its Astra project. The Rundown AI reports that OpenAI has temporarily halted the rollout of Astra, its advanced AI agent system, to implement additional safety and reliability checks. This follows a period of limited testing with select partners.
The report says the pause is focused on what OpenAI calls operational guardrails, specifically making sure the agent can handle complex, multi-step tasks without unexpected behavior. There's no timeline given for when Astra might resume its rollout, and OpenAI hasn't detailed the specific issues that prompted the hold. The Rundown AI notes the pause was announced internally to partners, and it's not clear if any external testing was affected. One number to know today is $100. That's the workspace credit OpenAI is offering to teams that sign up for its new ChatGPT Business Premium seats by August 20th. This is a new higher usage tier aimed at what the company calls a team's most demanding work.
The announcement says the credit is to unlock higher usage for intensive projects. Teams need to sign up by the 20th to get the offer. Next, from TLDR AI, Claude Code now supports cross-session context. That means the coding assistant can maintain awareness of your project across different chat sessions, which the roundup notes is a key step toward more persistent, project-aware tools that developers have been asking for.
The same TLDR AI roundup also covers Cursor's new router feature. It's an intelligent switch inside the IDE that decides which model, like Claude or GPT, should handle a given coding task based on the request. The feature is designed to automatically pick the right tool for jobs like code generation versus refactoring. Next, a look under the hood at Claude. Developer Simon Willison published a section of the Claude Opus 5 system prompt. It explicitly instructs the model on how to discuss the U.S. export controls that temporarily suspended access to its Fable and Mythos models back in June. The prompt tells Claude to confirm the suspension happened accurately and matter-of-factly, and to point to Anthropic's official statement for details.
This is a direct instruction for handling a specific, sensitive, real-world event that happened after the model's training data cutoff. Willison points out it ensures Claude doesn't provide incorrect answers about the export controls situation. On the security front, from another of Simon Willison's posts, an AI agent called OpenClaw was able to exploit a gym booking website. The agent, running on Claude Opus 4.6, found the site's API had no authorization checks for canceling other people's reservations.
In a test, it successfully canceled the reservation of the person first in line on a waitlist, moving the tester from position 4 to 3. Willison's post presents this as a concrete example of an AI agent finding and demonstrating a real-world security flaw, not just a theoretical one.
One thing to try is a simple prompt for AI security reviews. When testing an AI agent with a new API, don't just ask it to perform the intended task. Try asking it to explain, step by step, how it would verify that an action is authorized.
For example, if it's booking or canceling something, prompt it to outline the checks it would look for in the API response or code. This can quickly surface whether the agent is blindly following instructions or actually considering permissions. A useful red flag before you connect it to anything important.
That's Compact Conversations for Sunday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.